And how are you? I feel like, the thing in my ear is like,
Right.
yes.
Like if this is there,
All I need is
yeah,
to
Cat Daddy.
speak in a word
Right
such
on,
as
Cat Daddy.
this. Anywho, you reached another opportunity to be amongst friends, where we talk about love, life, and relationships, and everything under the sun.
Everything under the sun.
We were gone last week,
And now we're back with a jump off.
but now we're back with a jump off. All right. So, this is how you can be a part of the conversation. You can dial 760-683-2662, and you can press 1 if you would like to be a part of the conversation. You can also hit us up on Twitter at amongst_friends. You can also hit us up on Facebook on our Facebook page, which is Amongst Friends, and then in our Facebook group.
We'd love to hear from you.
We would love to hear from you. That group name is Amongst Friends Radio Talk Show. Every Wednesday night, we have the same people doing the same thing every day. Right? So, tonight, we're going to just let it flow. Tonight we were supposed to be talking about sexting, and we may get back to that.
There's nothing wrong with a little sexting. That's all I'm saying.
Breezy. In light of the conversation, have you ever sent a...
Yes, I have.
He just said, ask for it. No, I'm just kidding.
No, the person's not sent them to request them. I mean, just out the blue, hey, it's Tuesday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. No.
How does that go exactly? So you got your camera and you just like...
I mean, you're already on the phone having phone sex. You're already on the phone having phone sex as it is.
Okay, so why not just do FaceTime or...
You can. That's like, hey, let me see. Okay,
Skype or any of the other PTPs.
Well, yes, you can do those things as well as sexting. But in regards to me, it's like, I want to see it. I'm out there. All right. Take a little selfie. Send it on. So, because it's in the flow of consciousness. Like I said, I'm not just going to out the blue just randomly send it to anybody. Even somebody I'm talking to, and we're not having phone sex.
You're not just going to send
it? No, I'm not just going to send it.
So let me ask you a question. You're not concerned with someone posting later, this is blind Peter Racker.
I mean, that's a possibility.
And you don't care. You're willing to take the risk. You don't plan to run for public office.
You know what? I might use this my campaign. Look, I have done dirt, and here's the proof. Rather than me hire from it, just go ahead and up to it. No, but no. You know what I mean? If it gets out like that, it gets out.
You don't care.
It's my body. Why should I be ashamed?
So you do a full facial body?
No, from the hips on down.
From the hips on down.
Now, there are those instances when I'm first at the shower. I had the towel wrapped around me. I'm going to take a torso picture.
You ain't got no torso, dude. Okay.
And then sometimes, I may want to show off my tattoo. So I may.
You have a tattoo?
Yeah, over my heart. And then I'll put my face in it.
So you have some distinguishing
characteristics.
Marks.
Mm hmm. Scars, tattoos.
That wounds. People can identify that this is Brian. Breezy.
But not many people have seen those. So if they were to see that picture without my face in it, they're not going to know it's me.
But you get around.
I'm a changed man.
All right. Yes, you are. And we're so very glad. Okay. I know we're talking about sexting and all that kind of stuff, but I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
So I just went on a fabulous vacation.
Right? Oh, Joe, I seen the pictures looking all vacationing, all sunshiny and everything.
So my question is this. Why is it that guys, because I've had a couple of guys ask me, so did you get some vacation team? Why do y'all assume that that's what's going down?
The reason why I assume is because...
Because you would get some vacation team?
No. I might give.
You're going to give? Okay, touche.
No, but, you know, obviously, you know, men and women are different.
Mm-hmm.
Are different. I would assume that, you know, not all women, but some, you know, vacation, you know, may let the, you know, inhibitions down because they're feeling good. And
I can do that at home.
And do something that they normally wouldn't do at home.
Don't nobody know what goes on in my house. I'm not generalizing.
That's why I would assume, like, you know, I know you let you hear that. I know you did something you probably wouldn't do. I know you got a little wild, you know, you had your alter ego going on. Ain't nothing wrong with that. That's why I ask.
But I can do that in my house.
Yeah, but not everybody's like, you know what? For some reason, some people take the idea of vacation too far. Like, I'm free. I can really be me, or I can be somebody else. Like the whole Vegas thing. What happens in Vegas, you know, stays in Vegas.
Listen, before the internet age, I could see that. I could totally get with it because you don't have social media.
But there's still some pros, though. There's still some, you know, some social cocoons out there.
Listen. What I'm saying is, I get it. I could be, now, no, I was going to say, now if you go to another country, that's totally a different thing. But it's not because of social media. You can't go doing all this extra stuff.
Some do. You're right, you can't. Some do. Oh, some do.
I don't understand it. Because I've had some people to accuse me of going on a dick hunt.
Well, the reason why I asked you is because, like, what's been going on with your job and some other, you know, stressful things going on in your life? I figure, hey.
Listen.
You know?
When I'm stressed, I'm not going to go and just hop on some old random-ass team. What I'm going to do is I'm going to lay in my bed and relax and not think about nothing.
Okay.
Zip, zero, zilch, nothing.
But again, like I said, some do.
I don't know if I should be offended or not.
Wait. I asked from a fucking Karen. I know what's been going on.
From Karen?
Because I know what's
been going on. That would, the appropriate thing would be to say, well, did you have a good vacation?
Did I not ask you that?
Did you relax? Are you recharged? Not.
I still had a glow. I asked you, did you have a good time? So you have a glow about yourself.
And then you said,
The third question was, did you enjoy yourself?
Did you get some peen?
Vacation things, to be exact.
I don't understand it. However, we're back. And you can join in a conversation by dialing 760-683-2662. And now, I'll turn over the reins to tonight's host, Bree Cooley.
How y'all doing? Oh, my microphone's not on. Is this the wrong microphone? Might be the wrong one. Hold on.
Hello.
Oh, had the wrong microphone. How y'all doing?
I'm good. How are you?
One of those days. Several of those days in a row.
Wow. Not good.
Yeah. My sister has been very sick, and I've been taking care of her kids and that. evening. And it has been a thing. Because I ain't got kids. I ain't got no kids. So to have kids every night. Saturday, Sunday. But I'm here now. I'm so tired. I just woke up, as a matter of fact. Fell asleep at my sister's house. That's what happened. And she was like, oh, you tell me you're supposed to be there? Really? Anyway.
You're there.
You're here now. So did this show already have a title?
Yes, Sexting Over 30.
Okay. So we're going to go with Sexting Over 30.
Are you for it or against it?
Do what you do, but I just... Okay, my friend... This came about because my friend read this whole conversation to me, this text conversation that she saw. And this girl, I believe her name is Ashley, sent me to someone. And the person was like, who is this? And she said, it's Ashley. And the person was like, Ashley who? This is a paraphrase. The person was like, Ashley who? And they went back and forth. And she's like, from the club and blah, blah, blah. Is this Jasmine? And the person was like, no. She's like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I hope I didn't offend you, blah, blah, blah. And the person was like, it's cool. Do you have any more? And Ashley was like, oh, no. Da-da-da-da. And then the person was like, I'm just kidding. It's Jasmine. And so Ashley's like, oh, my God, Jasmine, you know, what's going on? And Jasmine said, you know, nothing. They got me working this double over here. I'm just, you know, working a double shift. I'm stressed out, blah, blah. And she's like, oh, so are you going to send me pics for pics? And Jasmine said, no, I'm out right now. You know, I can't. And she's like, okay, well, you know, no rush. Whenever you get it, blah, blah, blah. And so the person said, just kidding. This isn't Jasmine. And she's like, who is this? He was like, the nigga you texted. And she's like, oh my God, why do you keep playing? And that just, I don't know why that stuck out to me. Like, how do you have this whole conversation with somebody? How are you sending news to somebody? You're not even sure if it's their number.
Well, first of all, don't be looking at me like, this has happened to you before? Because you're about to give us some, so I'm going to give you some hypothetical reasons why someone could be sending naked pictures to someone they don't know. People change cell phone numbers. And if
that would be super fast, if I'm sending you nudes, and it's already somebody else's.
Wait, listen. So I break up with you, or you break up with me, right? And it's been a minute. And you know how you may be watching TV, or you have a memory from
that.
Or you get drunk, and you're having a time where you're remembering and reminiscing. And so you go into your phone. And you do what you've always done, and you send a nude pic. And then someone starts a conversation, because that's a hell of a way to get started on
a
conversation.
That's the conversation starter right there.
Okay, so there's that. Secondly, I've had conversations with people. I have no idea who they are, just like I've had conversations with bill collectors that'll tell you all somebody's business. Simply because they used to have your number. Then they start asking, do you know this person? Are you a close personal friend? Could you tell her? Are you just giving us the runaround because you really do know this person? Because you sure did quickly come up off and say, this person no longer has his phone. Thank you. Sorry. No, dude, I don't know this person. And so I get texts from people who say, hey, I'm sorry about your mom, or blah, 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 something happened. And I was like, what do you mean something happened to my mom?
My sister has been having a text. She gets texts from these people every holiday. They're like, hey, Connie, blah, 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 blah. My sister has told them several times, this is not Connie's number. Every holiday, hey, Connie, me and Bill and the kids were thinking about you this holiday. Man, Connie could be dead. I'm trying to figure out, how often do you talk to Connie that you don't realize that you're not talking to Connie when you're texting?
I get long distance phone calls from South America sometimes.
Yeah, and scam.
And some.
Oh, I don't answer.
Sometimes people miss.
Nah.
Like you, not even miss that. Well, there's that. But I've had a couple of my friends who text me, and they be talking to their other friends, but our names are similar. Like, my name is Dee, and they have a friend named Diane, but they call her Dee. And so they just so happen to save them. And so I've been privy to a couple of conversations that were supposed to go to a Dante.
Yeah, oh, God.
And I'm like, well, wait, there was this one time that something came through. And it came from the person, and I was like, I'm kind of uncomfortable because I didn't want to see you in this light because they were, like, older, like my mom's age. And I was like, ooh, wait, ma'am. And so I texted, and then she replied even more graphic than she did the first. And I said, I think you say Barbara's daughter under the wrong person. And no more conversation after that.
What can you say after that?
I'm sorry?
She's so embarrassed. It's like,
I was dealing with this guy that had the same name as my, his name started the same as my line sister. And so I couldn't, like, shoot him a quick text. I would have to text and then look at the top, make sure it was him. And hit send, because let me tell you something. Okay.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Or you're texting someone and you forget, and then you go back in and you're texting somebody else and you think you're in their box and you start texting.
Oh, man.
And then you send, and then you're like, I didn't mean to send that. No. Disregard.
You know what? Look.
Please delete.
Please delete. My text message has this new thing. I'm going to show you because I just sent it back. So. It gives you a good 15, 20 seconds to abort text. Yes.
It's a drunk text app.
It's not a drunk text app, but because things like that happen, let me show you. Okay, so, can you see? If you send something and you hit send, it gives you time to exit out. Because, yeah. Or, like, you'll respond to one person in a group text. Anyway,
I didn't have a 15-minute rule. It's one of those situations where it's...
The same is out there.
Type it. Gone. And then I go do what I got to do, and then be like, oh, let me check and see what they said. And I'm looking at their name, and I'm like, why they ain't saying nothing? And then I send another text, and I be like, well, where's the text? And then I be like, oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Who did I send this to? Who did I send this to? And it would be those situations where I'm trying to juggle a couple of guys.
Yeah, that's why I don't use no names and sex
messages.
I didn't use no name, but how does it feel if I didn't say, yo, you know, we're going to meet at such and such, blah, 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 whatever, whatever at this time, right? And then I told somebody else that I wasn't available. And they're like, I thought you wasn't available.
Be like, oh, hell, I'm not, because I'm meeting somebody else at such and such time. Look, let me tell you something. This dude was talking to me all kinds of crazy today. Not crazy, but he was like, hey, how are you? Had never talked to this dude before. Hey, how are you? I'm good. He's like, oh, that's good. Da-da-da. You know, we talked maybe 3 or 4 messages later. He's going to say, so you coming to see me today?
Did you know he's talking to you?
I don't even... Oh, he knew he was talking to me. I don't know you like that. So, you know what my response was? Instead of, I don't think that's a good idea, or why would I do that? No. No capitalization. No period. No. No. His response, LOL. I was like, oh, guess he's over me. You know, whatever. I was surprised he responded. And then he continued to talk to me, and I was like, he was just shooting his shot to see what was going to happen. That was a test. I don't know why that would be a test, but why are you asking people you just met, you want to come see me today? Like, no. And why would I come see you? You started talking to me. Why would I come see you? And you expressed interest in me.
I was going to ask the same thing. Well, I've had that situation.
I don't know what part of the game that is.
Where people be like, you come to see me? Huh? Who? Who? You know how much gas is?
That also reminds me of, did you see the, you probably missed it, the clip of, it was supposed to be a comedy clip of the girl calling the guy and asking if she could come by because she was in the neighborhood.
Oh, and she went that whole long, drawn out.
Yeah.
That one?
The cartoon?
I was a little pissed off at that one.
I was pissed off with that one for several reasons. First of all, who the hell are you to invite yourself to somebody's house? Second of all, if I tell somebody who I am on the phone and they answer with a question mark behind it, I'm not going to still be like, oh, can I come through? No. First of all, I don't call nobody and be like, can I come through? Unless that's our thing that we do. And in that case, you're not going to have a question mark behind it when I'm like, can I come through? Because we've already had that sexy text discussion about what happens when I come through.
And there was a game like, what, do you want me to come through?
Yes. And they just kept going back and forth. And I was just like, girl, no, he don't. And everybody was like mad at her, but I was more mad at him because what's all these extra words that you're using? Like, just be upfront. She said, do you want me to come through? If you don't, say no. If you do, say yes. But all this, well, I wouldn't mind if you did, but if you don't, that's cool. Why are you doing so much? She asked you a yes or no question? Say yes or say no.
Well, I'm not mad at him about that.
It was too much.
Because
somebody should have ended it, and it should have been her before it even started, but he could have ended it.
But here's the thing. I'm sitting all random, not thinking about her. I'm playing my video game. Someone calls. It could possibly be
her.
She was on a dick hunt. You know what I'm saying? I ain't doing nothing. We cool. You know, whatever, whatever. She talking about stopping by. Ain't mad if you do, but I'm cool if you don't. You know what I'm saying? It's a possibility that I could probably smash tonight.
It was too many extra words.
He
dynamically decreased his chances of smashing by adding all the extra words.
No, because she was still talking.
Well, I mean, that was purposely made.
But,
right.
I mean, I've been in that situation before where the dude is like real
nonchalant.
And I'm like, okay, so do you not want me to come? I mean, I don't really care. Okay, cool. Look, it's late anyway. Holla, and then just delete the number.
We'll see, but Bree, you have a short fuse anyway.
Oh, 100%. That was almost my line name back in the day.
Yeah.
Because I don't stick around for people to try to play me.
What is this? You playing? What is this?
I don't stick
playing
around
for people to try.
This is me. This is me snatching dreams. This comedian said that. He said his girlfriend was a dream snatcher. And she used to hold her hand out and then snatch whatever she said out the air, like, oh, you going down to the little club with your little friends? Tell your little jokes in your little car? Yes. His girlfriend used to snatch his dream.
So are you for sex and at the party?
Do what you do, but do it with some common sense and some discretion. Don't just be sexting every day. Do this, like, instantly. Like,
hey, I met your mother.
Well, what about me? Not today, D. Not today. Please.
I'm just saying.
Please. My patience is so thin today.
My phone screen was so small and I couldn't watch porn clearly. When someone started talking, they were engaging. And so I just said, okay, for real, I'm lying. I don't sex.
I do.
Random dudes.
But you know what? After a while, I'll be like,
you
hey.
Do random dudes?
Yeah. I'm about to sex somebody right now. What? that. No, just kidding. I absolutely do not text random dudes. I don't even talk to random dudes. This is the thing. I used to be one of those hey stranger people. Now I'm just like, you ain't thinking about me, I ain't thinking about you. Let's keep it pushing.
Yeah, I don't do that.
I used to do things so differently. So differently.
Like, hey, I ain't talked in 2 years. Let's save you still living.
Not doing that. I did do one thing.
I know you.
One time.
I know you did something.
One time. No, you don't even know what I'm talking about. You think I'm talking about sexting, and I'm not. Okay. What I did was I wanted to talk to someone, right?
Did you accidentally text them?
Purposely.
I used to accidentally on purpose text people.
Right.
And I would text them a name that was similar to theirs. Like, if I wanted to talk to Marcus, then I would be like, hey, Mark, da-da-da-da-da-da. And they'd be like, wrong number. I'm like, oh, my God, that's so embarrassing. Oh, my God.
I didn't do that.
So what did you do?
I would always blame it on my mom. I'd be like, oh, my gosh, I'm sorry. I meant to send that text. Damn, autocorrect. That text was meant for my mom.
Wait, how does any text to a dude end up?
It's my mom. It'd be like, hey, I need to pick up the such and such. Are you still going to do blah, blah, blah? And they'd be like, what? And I was like, what are you talking about? Who is this?
Game people
play. Listen, it was on point. It was on point. And then it'd be like, just such and such. And I was like, oh, hey. How you doing? I ain't heard from you in a month of Sundays.
Is you busy?
Yeah, I've been busy. But what's up with you, Ma? Perfect. Mm-hmm. What you doing later tonight?
Yeah, totally used to do that. Every once in a while, I'll be on Facebook Messenger board during the day and be like, hey, just checking to see if you are. You good? You alright?
No. Didn't do that. I did those random, and then I flip it. It'd be like, really? Oh, okay. All right, well, I'll talk to you later. Nice talking to you. And then they come back, oh, it's like that? You don't want to talk? Well, let me get back to you. And then I'd come back. And I'd be sitting there on the couch like,
right, wrong, they just can't stop it. Spending all day.
The game.
Thinking just of me.
I'm just saying, I wasn't being very honest, but I'm being honest now. Mm-hmm. And it worked to my benefit.
Sure it did.
That's all I'm saying.
It never does. And you think in your head, you convince yourself, you're like, this has got to work. You don't.
Oh, I wasn't.
Or even worse, you start talking to them, and then you remember why you stopped talking to the ass in the first place. You're like, oh, my God, this nigga's going to shut up. With his record.
You've never done that.
Of course not. He's perfect.
No one. Perfectly imperfect.
He's never done anything. She's never done anything like that. Oh, my God. What's wrong with you girls?
What did she do?
Oh, I'll tell you,
she said. You've never sent a false text purposely.
No, not that. I'm much like a feeler.
Same thing.
No. I know we made plans, you know, kind of failed through maybe a month ago. I've been hella busy, whatever. So, I know it's 10 o'clock at night, but it's been about an hour.
Not you, no.
And I, you know, surprise.
Is the house phone ringing?
Unfortunately.
What is that about? I never even had a household.
Yeah. It happens.
Yeah, no, but before you got here, you know, we touched on sex before. And I've been a known sexter, but whenever I did, it wasn't a line in the conversation. It wasn't out the blue. It wasn't
out the blue. Is that a voicemail? What's going on right now?
Oh, yeah, like I said, it wasn't out the blue or anything. You know, was it, you know, unwanted. It was in the line of the conversation.
Which I mean, yeah.
Which nobody followed through my phone.
Okay, listen. So let me tell y'all a little story.
Story time.
Everybody gets your juice boxes. Okay, so I was out running my own business. Don't get up after this. And met a guy. Yeah, I was pretty drunk when I met him. But, you know, there was a little something there, or at least I thought so, even though I was drunk. So I was like, yeah, whatever. And so he randomly started talking to me about something. We were talking, and he was like, oh, man, I haven't. He was like, yeah, he's telling me he just got divorced, and he just started, like, you know, going out and stuff like that again. What the heck? Why did you just do that? Y'all making my nerves, man.
No,
it was like lightning.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's lightning outside.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I thought somebody was coming up in this joint. So he's like, oh, I just got divorced and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I'm just going out now and blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh, I know you probably off the hook right now. But he's like, no, I don't really. So, you know, I'm not really out there like that, blah, blah, blah. We're talking. And like I said, we were drinking. So when we were dancing previously, I was drinking. So I was dancing very provocatively. Right?
You scrubbed your ground?
Round and round we go. And so because of that, I did not fault him or take points off. Because our conversation got a little sexual. Because, I mean, you this and, like, you know. Like I said, I was drinking. Okay. So, the conversation goes to things below. And I was like, what? And he pulls out his phone. And I'm thinking he's about to put my number in his phone. No, he shows me a picture. And I was like, oh, my God, I didn't know you were going to do that. Oh, my God. I was like, what? And I'm kind of like, I don't know how we ended up exchanging numbers or how I got his number or whatever. And I was like, well, I'm about to go. And he was like, oh, let me know you got home safe. I was like, okay, cool. Texted him, texted back and forth while he was on his way home. Cool. Wasn't an issue. Then the next morning, I woke up to. Yeah, I think it was the next morning. And I was like, okay. Interesting. But okay.
Why was it interesting, man?
No, I'm just saying. He didn't really say anything. He had just, I guess, went home and was like, but I was asleep. So, and he said, that's not all of it or something. I don't remember what it was. I was like, oh, okay. Didn't hear from him. So Monday, that was like Friday night. So Monday, I was like, hey, just checking in with you. You good? I didn't hear from you after you got home. Just making sure you got home all right. Blah, blah, blah. Like, the next day, I'm so embarrassed. I can't believe that I did that. And da 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 da. I'm so sorry. I hope I didn't offend you. And I was like, we good, but I mean, if you feel like, you know, if you're in, like, you know, if you want to start over, we can start fresh. Like, it's cool. Like, you know, I already know what you're working with. Doesn't really matter to me. I didn't say all that, but. And so he didn't say anything. And I was like, oh, he must really be embarrassed. Fast forward to the next Friday. I wake up the Saturday morning, and there's another picture of me actually being this. Well, it wasn't Ashy the first time, but that time it was Ashy. And I was just like, I don't really know what's going on here, so I'm just not ever going to respond. And I just didn't ever respond. Because I don't, like, you say you're embarrassed by the way you presented yourself previously, and then I tell you, okay, cool, then
and
let's
that's
just,
why I did it again.
No. I said, let's start over. Let's start, like, let's go back before the pink pictures when we were just dancing and vibing and chilling. You know, like, that's fine. Okay. I can deal with that. And then I don't talk to you the whole week. You say, you don't say okay or I'm sorry again or, oh, that's cool. And then you just, who can I show my penis to this Friday night? Like,
somebody who's already seen me there?
Right. Maybe he just is a compulsive penis picker.
I mean, he already had it one in his phone when he showed you.
But that is it? When I found out about KeepSafe, which is where you keep your adult pictures, and then you can go in and you, boop. Yeah, because I was like, what is he doing? Is that another phone in your phone? But it was a little bolt when he kept his little pictures. So that's where I keep mine, too. Huh? Who said that? That's ridiculous.
So it was worthy to be saved.
Oh, no, I didn't say that's where I keep his. I said that's where I keep the ones that are sent to me.
It's not that one.
Just not his.
Just not his, no.
It wasn't worth it.
It was ashy. I thought I showed you that. I'm pretty sure I showed everybody that. It was pretty ashy. It was pretty ashy.
You can't can't discriminate against ashy.
Oh, yes, I can. Like, how did that happen? Have you ever had that? Has your penis ever been ashy breathing? You want to get in on this conversation?
Not that anyone told me. Not that anyone told me.
It wasn't after she showed him what that mouth.
Yeah, so that to me is like, that's my version of sexting gone wrong. Because I wasn't sexting him, like, we were just talking. And, yeah, okay.
You know, I feel like any age, but especially at the 30, if it's not asked for,
you know what I'm saying? Let's talk about it. First of all, let's talk about this right here.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
It was hungry.
Mm-hmm. Unsolicited dick pics are the surest way to get you clowned by all her friends. Unsolicited dick pics. Now, let's be very clear on what an unsolicited dick pic is. An unsolicited dick pic is a penis of your picture. A picture of your penis that was sent without any previous conversation about said penis. Basically, that's it. That's it. So, all this, hey, sweetheart, good morning. Picture of your penis.
Mm-mm.
After the second day of talking.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I know I was admitted no. last night, but how about that?
All Mm-mm. of this. No.
Doesn't work.
In the middle of a conversation about nothing, or, oh, you trying to come through.
You get a
boom.
Your
penis.
That's working.
If we ain't talked about sex, I don't want to see your penis. I mean, I've already imagined what it looks like, but I don't want to see it unless we specifically have been discussing it. Now, once we've talked about it, surprise penis pictures are totally different from unsolicited.
Well, y'all reached that level at that point.
Solicited.
But this way, you expect them to send her anywhere.
No.
That's what you think of. And people try to get angry about it. And I'm just like, that's not, well, okay, let me be quiet.
Listen.
I have zero Tinder success. But I do this for the people. It's a sociological experiment, you understand?
Listen. This is what happens. And I've had a few of these. I have quite a collection.
Meanwhile, I've had none. Nobody really wants to show their penis.
Here's the thing.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I'll be talking. And the conversation is good. If the conversation is not good, we will not exchange phone numbers. Okay? So.
I also hate when people give you their phone number too fast, but go ahead.
So, we're talking. Things are great. Wonderful. We're going to take this offline. Let's exchange numbers.
He just said that. That's so funny. Okay, go ahead. Did you see that?
I did. Then.
No, there's no dicks in the phone. Sorry.
So then I get a text message. I'm thinking, hey, it's Rual from Tinder. Or it's Jamie from Tinder. Or it's Derek from Tinder. Or it's Rashawn.
Now she's just showing off. Now she's just showing off, okay? Because I get a text and it's Sprint. From Stonebone, okay?
But I get a text and there's no words. It's just pick, pick. Hi. And I'm like,
what was y'all talking about, though? What was y'all talking about, though?
I swear that it is typically, what do you like doing?
It's.
There you go. Right. There you go.
Why would you have that kind of conversation?
What do you like doing for fun? And I say traveling, playing cards, swimming, nothing sexual. Where are you from? Are you originally from the area? How old are you? How tall are you?
How do you like it?
Are you married?
How does it feel?
Do you have kids?
How do you?
Where do you work? Typical questions. I'm trying to see if a conversation offline is going to be worth it.
Coming up,
what'd you say?
I tell you what, if we're not together,
mm-hmm.
and you send me a vagina pic, I'm thinking like,
wait, it's
gone.
Is that what nudes consist of? Really show their vagina.
I'm just saying, if I'm not with you,
you want to see a vagina, ma'am?
If I'm not with you, and you send me a picture of your titties, your vagina, my mind is on. Ain't much more conversation that needs to be said except for when we get it in. Because you already showed me, basically telling me that's what you want to do.
Okay. And that's fair. And that's what we're saying. But we're also saying, ain't nobody ask you for all that. I don't want to see all that.
No, it definitely be like, I asked for that. I'm glad I did. But no, for
example. See, but that's different. That's different. So, sir, let me ask you this. Do you like the way vaginas look?
Not all of them.
Some of them look abused.
Some of them look like they've been dripping mud.
I've seen that. I know what you're about to show me.
Which one?
Is it the video that looks like the spread open? Oh, no. Okay.
No.
Oh, there's this video of this guy watching a video of this woman, and it looks like she's spreading her legs open, but it's actually just a dude's face. So it's like he split the screen, so it looks like the girl is about to give birth, but then a dude's face pops up. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, but some do look worn out.
Ma'am, I thought you were about to show me something. Anyway, so yeah, I have to date never sent anyone a picture of my vagina because that to me is just.
I mean, you send it a message if you do.
I mean, yeah. I just, you know, that doesn't mean I haven't sent a racy picture or three. but
you've just never sent your vagina
across the good cell towers. I have not done that. I wouldn't feel comfortable doing that.
Well, you know, one of the questions that D asked me earlier was like, if I was afraid like somebody hacking my phone or something, or you know, because that's what celebrities claim. The celebrities claim on my phone was hacked, and when they shit's all posted online.
Please believe that the conversation goes like this. I'm going to send it, but when I do, I need you to look at it, do what you need to do, and delete it. I have gotten screenshots back
of our conversation and where my picture should be, it was gone. I was like, okay, then we good. Because, no. Mm-mm. I can't have you losing your phone and then my boobs be all in that joint. Like, nah. So, like I said, when it comes to me, I'm like, oh, okay. Click on it, look at it, give it the thumbs up or the thumbs down, and then I send it to the vault if necessary, and then I delete it. Cause
ain't got no distinguishing marks.
But her face is not a picture. That could be anybody's breast.
Exactly.
But not under my name in a...
Listen, he could have been sending it to you.
Penis catfished. What if you thought that you were about to get that good wood?
The wood that could.
So that's happened. However, wait. Hold up. However.
We're going to call that dogfish. You listen, a dogfish?
Listen.
Okay.
Hold on, bitch.
Oh, yes, Patty.
And I was like,
well, that joint out was like, gotcha, bitch. You naked now, and I got your drawers. You can't go nowhere.
Those are interesting.
I've just been in the corner crying, like, I didn't know for this.
Ooh-wee.
That's wrong.
It was. I was like,
assault.
This is not that. This is not that. What is this?
I don't even know what to call it.
What is that?
That is dogfishing.
This is false representation. You know what he said? Oh, that's just what it's false.
So he was a grower, not a shower.
Ma'am. That grew.
A whole other person.
I was like,
What is up with that? Let me tell you something.
She was a trooper. But I was like, Jesus, help me, Lord. Thank you. Help me, please.
Let me tell you something. I have my old roommate. She said when she first started having sex, she was just picking the wrong folks. I'm talking like growers, okay? Like she was like, sometimes I wish that I had more experience like you, and I would, in my mind, she was real dramatic. She was like, in my mind, I would turn my earrings and be like, Synergy, come save me. Remember in gym, she used to turn her earrings and Synergy would zap her into it. Man, she was a fool. But yeah, I can't imagine being like, oh, we can work with this. Okay, cool. And you go on and you know them for 90 days. Amen. Hallelujah. And you decide you want to take things a little further, and then you be like, sir, you have taken it too far. Too far. Too far. I can't even tell y'all what kind of ungodly things she has been with this microphone right now. Stop. Behave yourself.
I'm just saying. There was some very ungodly things going on.
Okay.
He was just like, I was like, where? Where? Lord.
I don't even have enough hands for this. Breathing is so uncomfortable right now. Breezy, can you imagine?
Very
gentle. I guess there's no real equivalent for men, though.
Very gentle. Well, small pocket, and you're assuming that everything is great.
oh my gosh, it's going to be nice and tight. And then it's, hello, 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 hello.
Howdy, howdy, howdy,
like that's happened before. Like you get in there and it's like stirring and they're going shake. Like it's just like you gotta. No, I don't know, cause my, you know, I just.
Is it just like some have like they've been ran through? Some have been dug deep.
How do you?
I don't think that's the case. I just think that sometimes some people's services.
Don't worry, they're good.
Are a little further back than others, and then some people who have had children, they're a little wider.
It would be the problem if you say, "Oh, I've only done like maybe 2 deals with my wife."
That is a lie. If she has not been in a relationship since she was 17, she's lying.
No, they're over 18. That's why not, man.
Explain that though.
You were.
I do see guys who say, you know, she's real loose, you know, whatever, whatever. How does that work? I don't get it.
Stop, D.
I don't get it.
You know what? It's more. It's not. You just expect one thing. It's more like a perception. Like it looks tighter than it should be. I mean, it looks tighter than it is.
I mean, but I don't understand.
Me either. I've heard people be like, it's like throwing a hot dog down the hallway. They're like, sir, why is it yours only the size of a hot dog? And how long is this hallway?
Sir, I don't understand.
Help us understand, Breezy. Draw us a diagram. Or you could just
show us.
I didn't say that. Just so everybody knows, that was not. Bri ain't saying that.
You could tell. Maybe if it's a case like Bri talking about with a service disease. Is a little wider, or you could tell them swinging the first,
higher.
Maybe not the 100th dude that's probably hitting them.
My problem is, why are you trying to hit the bottom anyway? That doesn't feel good all the time.
But I don't understand.
Okay.
No, seriously. Seriously, I'm wanting to understand the looseness and stuff.
I don't get it. It's like even if you're with one person.
Is it because you slip in and out?
I think it's just like everybody's mouth isn't the same, so everybody's not all vaginas are created equal.
And not everybody's gag reflex is the same either. So, like I said, even if you get with somebody for the first time.
I'm being very serious. I mean, like, is it because, you know, you're in it and you're like, does she not hold you? I mean, you know, like,
gonna be tight. And the more you do it, the looser you get. Like let's say if I got with someone hasn't had sex in about a year. So I come along, it's gonna be tight.
Guess what?
But you loosen it up. But you loosen it up. Now if you loosen them, obviously the more you do it, you know, the looser it gets.
If you're the only person that's doing it, then the looser it gets,
it's still gonna fit you. Now imagine somebody else, like 15 dudes, been there before. It's loose by the time you come along.
I'm sorry, sir. 15 dudes have been there before.
No,
this week.
No, I'm saying in general. Like,
come on, son.
So
you
say
you sound crazy right now. 15 dudes.
Okay.
Is that a lot? If she is almost.
If she's had, 40. If she's had 15 sexual partners, and the 16th person come along, well, obviously, Wes may be new to him, but he may know.
She can't tighten her vagina wall, sir.
Live.
I heard of Kegels.
You what?
Heard of Kegels.
You say lies, Bree? You don't think a woman can tighten up her?
No, I'm saying these are lies that I'm talking about right now, because should that be the case, even if she's had sex with 15 people, she ain't had sex with 15 people this week.
No, I said sexual partners in a lifetime. I said that.
Well, but I'm saying if she
but
had...
But that's almost everybody this week.
Right. But what I'm saying is...
What?
If she had sex with one dude, and then she changed to another dude the next year, then she changed to another dude, you saying her shit just going to be like...
But, okay, so that's what it sounded like he said, but then he also said, if you start having sex with her regularly, then it will stretch out. Now, here's my thing. You ain't making no damn sense. Because who cares if she has 15 partners or if she has sex with one dude every day for the past 5 years? Either way, it's going to be stretched out. So it doesn't mean, if according to you, it's going to be stretched out. So it does not mean that she's had sex with a lot of people.
No, but obviously the more...
Explain a child coming out the vagina then.
He can't.
Okay.
Because that hole closes back up.
Now, I just say woman's vagina couldn't be tightened. Will it be tight like a virgin tight? Probably not.
Well, see, here's the thing. I don't even know if that's true because you know how they say she's a virgin when you've broken her hymen and all this kind of stuff. But then I've heard of females who didn't have this whole hurting situation. And
not everybody has a hymen. Or some people broke before due to whatever activities they were doing. Gymnasts sometimes get their hymen broken. People that ride horses, jumping over a fence too hard when you're young. I'm so serious. Any of those things.
I was trying to think back. Did my hymen break?
I don't know what happened because I thought I liked the dude, and then so he was real nice and he was real sweet, and so I was over his house, and so we went upstairs, and I was like, "So this is my first time," and he was like, "I'll be gentle," and then it was like, "Sir, what? Oh my god!" And I was just like, "Oh my god." Oh my god, it's got to get better than this because I think I'm being ripped into. And okay, that's enough. Too much information. Oh, we're talking about sexting.
Or
yeah, that's sexting. No, we're gonna say or what?
No, I won't share that.
This is my friends, right?
Well, see, because I was thinking about something and I was like, "Yeah, that didn't happen." And then somebody else, and then it was like, "What is that? You're killing me."
I think I died. I'm pretty sure that is what dying feels like. Like,
feel like death.
I'm going up yonder, and my mother's going to kill me. If I don't die, my mom's going to kill me.
Hey, you all can join the conversation.
760-683-2662.
You can definitely hit us up in your Month's Friends Radio Talk Show page or the Amongst Friends page, and of course on Twitter at Amongst_Friends. Let us know when you had your cherry popped. Let us know.
No, that's not what we're talking about. I don't care.
Somebody just asked us.
Okay.
What are you talking about tonight?
No, don't do that. Let us know if you're over 30 and you still sext, or you sext, and how often.
Are you a sexter?
I wouldn't call myself a sexter, but I have sexted. But I'm not a sexter. It's not like, oh, yeah, can't wait to get that number in my phone. So I
She's
can
an ex-sexter.
A reform sexter.
She's an ex-sexter.
I'm an unsexy sexter. Because I'll be like, I don't feel like talking to you about that right now. Bye, boy. I'm much prefer being on the phone.
Really? Really? Here's the thing. I would rather be a sexter than an over the phone, even though I've been told I could do some, what is it called?
Yes, me too. So about, wait, okay. Let me put my voice on. Okay. So, no, I've been told the same thing because sometimes late at night, your voice gets a little deeper.
Husky.
Husky.
No girl sticks going on.
So, I have a bad habit of answering my phone when I'm a little bit sleepy. Or, like, if I'm asleep. You know how you're asleep, but you don't know you're asleep because something happens and you, like, just react to it right away. Mm-hmm. So, you're not sure that you're asleep. So, my phone will ring late at night. And I'll be like, hello? Hey, Leslie. Were you sleeping? No, I'm just laying here. I'm about to go to bed. Go. Da, da, da. And from there, it's like, oh, you sound asleep now, baby. I'm asleep. What's up?
Well, he is.
No, he is wide awake. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He is up in one way than one.
So that's usually how that starts because I'm just like, yeah, I'm about to go to bed. But I appreciate you calling me.
You want a company, girl?
What you up to? I mean, usually the reason why we're on the phone is because it's just too, I don't even, like, I really, even if we're just doing it, like, I don't want you in my house at 12:30. Like, I'm trying to be asleep. Like, either we already at it or I'm trying to be asleep. Yeah, all this coming over late at night and then I got to find a visit to the past.
I feel uncomfortable.
Why? Because you let people come over at 12:30?
No, because I don't. I have a rule.
Out
you're not here before 7 o'clock, you can't come over.
Hey, that's early. My rule is at least 9. Because, you know, things happen.
7.
Oh, you working a little late?
Sorry.
No, that's your rule. That's cool. But I'm just saying, like, don't be calling me in the middle of the night. Like,
well,
be like, no, because I'm not about to walk no visitor past out to you. Nobody got time for that. Hello. You can take this sexy conversation and go.
But why is talking, why is sex make you uncomfortable?
Okay, and so I'm coming out of my shell. But sex used to be dirty. No, I'm saying you wasn't supposed to do that. It wasn't very godly.
That's how you got here.
It was in the right way. It was within a married covenant, sir. So it was legal.
She be bugging.
Right, so y'all have gotten past that, but why is there a hurdle when it comes to talking?
Do what?
I said, obviously you've gotten past that, but why is there not a hurdle about talking about it over the phone?
Because it's dirty. And then you want me to touch myself.
So I'm not thinking of a problem, thinking of doing it on your own. So why the stick decision?
I told you because sex was dirty.
But now?
I'm still working myself through that. Okay. I don't think that I've.
But what, like you asked me, would you FaceTime? Would you Skype?
Yes. Listen.
What in the world is going on around here?
Listen, there is only one person that I will Skype with, and he's in Kuwait.
So you gotta be
honest. She's doing it for the people. It's a gift.
Right.
I'm serving my country.
Yes, you
are. but I don't do that often. Well, I haven't done it in a very long time.
Yeah, all of that. Oh, why don't we get on? No, because I don't know who in the room with you, sir. No.
Mm-mm. I actually like it when they watch.
They who?
Galaxy far, far away when I was a much, much different personer. I may have done some things that people may have seen because they were looking out of their window or they just rolled over in the bed that we were sharing. So, that was a long time ago. Thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. But yeah, I can't. I've heard stories of being on Skype and there was somebody sitting out the side of the frame watching what was going on.
Well, that's a thing about the deep. So.
Or several people. Like, this is nasty. Nah.
Make it clap. Make a clap.
That's why we're eating the in studio guests, so we need a camcorder.
Make a clap.
We don't need any in studio guests.
What the hell are you doing?
I'm making it clap. I'm making it clap.
No. I only do that at home to entertain. It makes me laugh. Ma'am.
Trying to make it clap.
I'm pretty sure that's not how you do it.
Well, these clap.
Ma'am.
I burnt myself.
That's why we need a camcorder. I'm telling you.
A camcorder? It is 2015. We need a GoPro in the corner. That's what we need.
GoPro. That's what we're gonna do.
Hey, I mean, I gotta start looking like I got some sense when I come over here.
760-683-2662. Yeah.
The things you'll hear from Wednesday to Wednesday, you never know what you may hear next.
Or what you may see.
Make it clap. Who song was that? Bust Around?
Yeah, Little Remix with Sean Paul. Shut it off.
Make it clap.
You do plan on
sexing in the near future?
No, Mary, do you have somebody you can't sex?
Oh!
What is she doing? Ma'am?
Something bit me. Sorry.
Jesus.
Something bit me.
I mean, do you have smart, you good?
Trust and believe. There's always at least one person. Ma'am?
No one can hear it, so.
Actually, they can. I could hear it last time. You couldn't hear that last time? Something happened last time and I could hear it.
Yeah, because we put it on the what line.
No, it was like some random phone conversation was in it. I do not want to hear Make It Clap by Sean Paul and Busta Rhymes.
Shut the girl.
Yeah.
Hey.
Make it clap, Bree. Make it clap, Bree.
I am not making it clap. Just for the record, I am not making it clap.
Yeah, so far off the topic.
No, we right on topic, Cheryl. Let me tell you something. But no, there's always someone. I could just be like, what'd it do? And I would get like that.
So what do you think it will take to get you to sex somebody to get you out of your shell?
She didn't say
I wouldn't say. But you say you don't sex, right?
Have you been listening to any of the conversation? Like any of it?
I prefer that. Over the phone. Because it's just like writing a book.
Okay, so let's say you talk on the phone with somebody. Mm-hmm. And here's competition, scandal, sexual. You going to shut it off? No, can't do it. Go back that way.
I'd be like, oh, it's
scandalous. You.
I be trying. It's just.
Can't even
But, I mean, that just goes to show you that different strokes for different folks, because I would much rather you tell me what you want me to do.
Here's the thing. I feel like, what if I say something that doesn't turn you on?
That happens all the time. I'll be like, what? You want me to? Let's bring them back.
See,
I mean, not all the time, like right now, because nobody expects
I'm just saying. I would feel like that I would turn you off, and then you wouldn't want to do it anymore. And so, I'm
trust
a
me.
So,
trust me, that's not gonna be the case.
Do you want me to be this?
You're not gonna turn. Well, to the point, you're not gonna ever want to.
Teaser. Why were you talking like that? That's not sexy.
Okay, but here's the thing. Guys like that shit though.
Like
that whole daddy stuff.
I don't mind it.
I can't with y'all.
You be called anything?
I don't want you calling me mama.
Do you like to be called anything? That's what you did not like to be called.
You mean to tell you what I like being called, and it really turns me on?
Poo poo. Boo boo.
You really want to know? I mean, it really turns me on.
What is it?
Her aggressiveness about this is really. Are you going to tell me what?
When you call me by my name.
You made us wait.
No.
Crazy. You want to say your name. No, but
you're going to tell you why. You're going to tell you why. Because when guys talk to me now, the first thing that they do is, what's up, babe? What's up, mom? What's up, sweetie?
Right.
Sweetie, I'll talk to you later. Honey, sugar. But my name is Deidre.
Yes.
That's what I want you to call me.
There's some people, that can say your name, you'd be like, what? Did you just say my name? No nickname, no. Because, you know, some people know that Bree isn't my name. No nickname, no shortening of my name, no elongating of my name, because I do have some people that call me Breezy. And, yeah, just a man look you in the eye and be like, Bria, what's up? What is up with
you? You know what? And I will. There's a person, and it's one particular person who says, Miss Robertson. And I'd be like, what? What'd you say?
He's not here right now, man. Please stop sliding your panties down.
Hey!
Just kidding.
Yeah, but the way he says my name,
is so
people
that can just say my name.
He's like, boy. You want? What you need right now? I got you.
There are no, but seriously, let's talk about that. There are some people that even to this day will call me and be like, hey, and say my name or my last name and just be direct. I'm on the next thing smoking out of town. Because most of those people live in North Carolina, by the way. But next thing smoking.
You call me daddy or breezy. I'm good with that.
If you could see how we were looking at him right now, if y'all could see, because don't call me mommy, okay, because we're not Hispanic and I ain't got no kids.
Well,
don't call me mommy.
It was pretty hot when I was dating this Puerto Rican guy, and he was
but
like.
But see, that's a cultural thing. He's Hispanic, so.
Man, he said mommy, and I was like, yes, papi, yes, yes. That was the only time. But it was, I don't know, I had. It feels weird calling a dude daddy, but when I was calling Puerto Rican papi, it was different though. It was different.
I used to call my ex. I wouldn't call him daddy because I got daddy issues. But
maybe that's what it is.
I would call him daddy, like D-E-B-B-E-H daddy. I'd be like, hey, daddy. And he loved it. Hey, daddy. Oh,
Breezy, right. Why are you blushing? He kind of liked that.
I used to be in Puerto Rican. Yeah, that gives me the energy boost I need.
It gives you the energy boost you need?
Yeah.
Oh. But what about if she calls you daddy?
Oh, my goodness. Y'all are hilarious.
Yeah, thank you.
You know, if you want to be a part of the conversation, you can call 760-683-2662. We're here every Wednesday night from 8 to 9.
Let us know what names you like to be called.
9, daddy, daddy. Just like, there's my friend with the New Orleans. I got caught up. She got caught up with a young man. And I mean, young. Because in Louisiana, you know, they call everybody baby. Mm-hmm. Not baby.
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 I'm close from New Orleans. Yeah. Baby. Baby. Yeah. Yeah. So he was talking to her, and I was like, yeah, baby. And so I was, you know, talked to her for a couple of days like that. And she was like, oh, I'm ready to go back to New Orleans.
Yeah,
it is some. There is something about certain accents too.
It is.
Let me tell you something. We went on a trip down the bayou in New Orleans, and our guide was a little white dude, but he had that thick Louisiana, and he was like, "Yeah, down here we got the crocodile." I was like, ah. "The gators." I'm sorry, crocodile. The gators and the. Tell me more, so like.
English guys do it for me. Especially Idris.
Let me tell you something. I dated this African dude that was born and raised in England. And I did enjoy his accent. I really did. He was born and shit. But he loves him for me. And I'd be like, am I the only person not feeling this? I guess so. Okay. But you can talk to me more about a proper English breakfast. He's like, oh, I got up in the morning and I went to the pub because Manchester United was playing with the da-da-da-da-da and I had the proper English breakfast. And I was like, what is a proper English breakfast? He's like, oh, it's amazing. It's bangers and beans and... Oh, he was eating beans at 6 o'clock in the morning. That's not sexy, but...
Me, Caribbean, Bahamian, Patois.
That's because you like to not know what she's talking about. So you can have plausible deniability. Be like, oh, is that what you said?
Nah, you know, when I lived in the Caribbean from over here, that's why.
I got nothing. I can't even fake the accent.
I don't know. I can, but I ain't going to do it.
I can't.
He already has the echoes of me saying, did it.
And it did it right when somebody clicked.
Right. Did. I don't like the thick Caribbean accent where I'd be like, what are you talking about? But like,
if I don't understand what you're saying, it's not gonna work.
Yeah. But if you speak, there's a proper Jamaican or West Indian accent where they speak properly, but they have a still a little bit of the Jamaican.
You know, it took me about 5 or 6 months to understand what my coworkers were saying. And like, I ain't trying to be rude or anything. I'll keep asking, what are you saying? More than damn near half a year, I said what I'm saying.
Well, see, my friend calls me Jafakin because she was like, you and that accent. I'm like, what? She was like, Mikia. Okay, sorry. I'm not going to start with you, Chrissy.
So what the commenter had to say?
They weren't commenting about this.
At all.
Okay.
She having a whole nother conversation.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I enjoy good, like I said, New Orleans accent. Good New York accent. Like a good New York accent. And like I said, I like the British accent, but he was so boring that it just
was it too proper?
No, he was boring, like as a person, so like, and his accent was more proper than Idris's. Idris has the.
Well, he's been here for some.
Idris has a big British accent, like to the point where I didn't understand Jack he was saying on Luther. Have you seen Luther?
I have, and I understood everything.
Well, I also used to watch Luther at work, so I couldn't turn it up for so loud. It was always whispering. But anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But Idris has that. It's a way that they pronounce some of their words and stuff that he used to do. Yeah, but I mean not used to, but that he does. But I can't really think of.
Me like him.
Hmm?
You like him a lot.
Yeah, I do. I do love the proper British accent though.
And a Cameroon accent.
What?
What's that?
That's kind of African Frenchy.
Yeah.
You know what? I am fascinated how the Africans talk. They talk proper. I don't know. I like that. It's English, but it's African.
It's British English, actually. That most Africans speak for. Yeah.
Well, I like it. I mean, somebody could be talking, and it could be some old dumb stuff, and I'm just like,
nope, not falling for it. As soon as I hear any hint of an African accent, it's instantly, no, thank you.
No.
No, thank you.
Nope.
Because they be talking cash trash. I'll be like, sir.
My friend
used to live in this apartment building, right?
Mm-hmm.
She used to live on the 14th floor. This African dude hollered at her for 14 floors. He was already on the elevator when she got on. And he was like, oh, how are you doing? You are so beautiful. I see you all the time. And I just want you to be my queen. You know, in my country, I am a prince. I have many goats and lots of land. And I want to take you back to my country. And I want you to be my queen. I really do. I think you are so beautiful. I want you to be my queen. And she was just like, oh, my God, please kill me. Please kill me now. 14 floors of her not being interested. And he was just like, I know that I will see you again because I have seen you before. I know that it was, we must do it again.
I'm sitting here fascinated. I absolutely love it. And I'd be like.
They would give it to him by the fourth floor.
First of all, no, I wouldn't because they don't look like I need them to look.
No,
but
man,
I'd be like this.
I have seen some African men.
Oh, an
Ethiopian accent.
Is that a
thing? I'm not. And I think that's maybe because.
A week.
them Ethiopian men, they are real aggressive.
I think most African men that I've encountered have been really aggressive. If they are here from there, yes. If they come through some other place like Britain, Great Britain, yeah. But yeah, that
I
whole.
Talk to my time. I'm confused with Ethiopia 4 times a week, every damn week.
What?
I said, I talk to him all the time. I said, I'm confused for Ethiopians 4 times a week, every week.
Let me look at you.
Ethiopians come up to me. You from Ethiopia? You from Eritrea? No, what the fuck you mean?
I'm sorry, what?
No, as soon as I say no, like they look, they assume that I'm from Ethiopia, Eritrea.
Well, you do look like it.
And then when I say no, it's like.
You got that head too.
You're tall and slim like they are.
I haven't seen too many.
You got the color.
I don't see it. Maybe it's the hair. I don't know.
So you get offended when they ask if you're from Ethiopia or Eritrea?
No, I mean, I was fascinated when I first moved here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why I hear it. The only time I hear it 4 times a week, I hear it 4 times a week.
I get confused for West Indian a lot. Like, people are like, where are you from? DC. Where are your people from? North Carolina. And where are their people from? Slavery. Like,
from the plantation.
I'm sorry, I'm just a regular Negro. Nothing too exciting here. Like, oh, you look like you could be like Jamaican. I've heard Jamaican. I've heard Kenyan. I've heard something else. And I was just like, nope, just a Negro.
I've been asked if I was Jamaican.
I see that.
I can see that.
How do you see that?
I see it.
Hey, look.
With what?
Your her, your angry face.
I mean,
I won't.
No, I mean, for me, speech, man, after living around Caribbeans for a while.
So you get offended? Like, you don't.
Who? No. You? No. I'd be just like, no. And they'd be like, where are you from? And I'm like, Texas.
Yeah, I'm from Denver.
All my exes live in Texas.
They're like, I'm from Denver.
I'm like 0% West Indian. Like, I actually took a DNA test. And I'm 0% West Indian. Native American, none of that.
I'm
actually 16%.
Good. Said my great 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 grandmother. Oh my.
Girl, that's diluted. You wouldn't anyway.
On my mother's father's side. Mother's mother.
My grandfather's mother was, but obviously I didn't get all that. I ain't get all that. Okay, so listen. We were talking about something, and then we talked about context, and now we're talking about accents and being mistaken for other people. And that's all good, because that's how it goes on amongst friends. And we would like to thank you for joining us. I am yours truly, Bree Cruz.
Crazy.
Me, Rob, in the building.
And we would like to thank you for listening to this episode of Amongst Friends.
What were we talking about next week, D?
Sexual oppression. What? She whispered? Can anybody hear that?
Sexual oppression.
Are we talking again? Okay. All right.
We didn't talk about it before.
Touche. We out.
Hollers. We didn't talk about it. We were supposed to talk about it.